This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Want to congratulate the citizens of the United Kingdom for their courage and their determination in voting for Brexit. The massive Brexit victory has now made history. And even I didn't think it was possible because I was aware of how much ballot box fraud, how much media manipulation and censorship was being conducted by the EU tyrannical bureaucrats and even the globalists inside the UK government who want to keep people enslaved. They don't want people to have their freedom. They don't want people to have their independence. They don't want self-rule. They want globalism, which is the same thing Hillary Clinton wants, by the way, globalism, which equates to tyranny because it takes away local rule. It denies your diversity. It denies your individual local culture. It denies your national sovereignty and takes from you everything that is the very definition of a country or a nation or a culture. And so today, Independence Day for the United Kingdom, I just want to say congratulations from the Health Ranger. You inspire me with your vote. You inspire me with your courage. And if I dare say, you have a truly American spirit of independence on this day. And now the ramifications of this start to become clear. I didn't think this was possible. Not yet. I mean, I knew it was inevitable eventually, but these things usually take more time. The fact that this has happened so quickly means that the global citizens' revolt against tyranny, against open borders, against mass illegal immigration, against ISIS occupation and invasion of their lands, that public revolt is on, and it is accelerating in full force. And it's spreading. We have now witnessed the beginning of the end of the European Union. Over the next 5 years, we will see the EU crumble. And it's about time. And all those bureaucrats in Brussels who thought they could rule over the people, who thought they could function as blood-sucking parasites, living off the backs of the people across the EU who are doing all the hard work and paying the taxes and actually creating the productivity, these bureaucrats in Brussels are going to find themselves discredited, unemployed, rulers over nothing. Just stand around staring at empty walls and asking each other, what happened? Where did all this go? Well, sometimes, from time to time in human history, the people rise up and say, we're tired of being enslaved. We demand our freedom from bureaucratic tyranny. And so history is now on the march, and this movement is happening everywhere, even in the United States of America. There are calls now for Texit, that is the Texas exit or Texas secession. And I think that that will accelerate depending on what happens in the November election. Brazil is on the verge of revolution. Venezuela is headed that way, but is now a dictatorial police state. China is constantly on the verge of revolution. They can just barely keep it under control with their police state tactics. The United States is on the verge of a revolution. The people everywhere around the world are tired of the deceptions of big government, the lying media that exists in all these countries, state-run media. And let's be clear, the entire mainstream media in the United States, USA Today, Boston Globe, New York Times, Washington Post, Huffington Post, is nothing but sellout prostitute puppets for big government, globalism, corporate rule, dictatorial, tyrannical control over your mind and your money. There is no free press in that sector anymore. They are nothing but pro-big government enslavers and propagandists. The Ministry of Truth from 1984. That's all they are. And the people everywhere around the world are waking up to this, and they are rejecting it universally. And it has now really begun with the achievement of this Brexit vote in the UK. The globalist leaders are now coming to realize that they have lost control. They can no longer commit sufficient voter fraud to overrule the voices of the people who are standing up and speaking out and revolting globally against tyranny, against bureaucracy, against big government, against socialism, against dictatorial regimes. And this movement is accelerating. And you are part of it, and I am part of it, and all of us who desire fundamental human dignity and freedom are accelerating the progress of this movement across our globe. And if this continues, this movement will steamroll right past, right over Hillary Clinton and Obama, who is an outright traitor, an actual terrorist sympathizer. This movement will steamroll those globalists. Hillary Clinton will go down to defeat. Donald Trump will be victorious. And we will finally be on a path to restore America's greatness, to restore America's sovereignty, to protect our borders, protect our lands, defend ourselves against the invasion and the occupation of ISIS terrorists, radical Islamic terrorists that Obama, frankly, wants to see more of in the United States. So it's on, folks. It's on. The world is waking up. The truth can no longer be suppressed. The mainstream media no longer controls the narrative. 90% of the people don't trust the media anymore. And they're turning to independent media, to alternative media, like Natural News, like NewsTarget.com, like Drudge Report. They're turning to all of these independent sources now to find out the truth about what's happening. And you know what they're realizing is that everything they've been told for the last generation by governments and corporations and mainstream media has been a lie, a massive lie. And the bankers are criminals and crooks who have been systematically stealing from us all, the central banks in particular, but not just limited to the central banks. That big government is a massive systemic failure. It doesn't work. The bigger government gets and the more it taxes and the more it regulates, the worse off it becomes for everyone in society. And these cries for equality are nothing more than a thinly veiled government agenda to punish freedom, punish innovation, and keep everyone impoverished, imprisoned, and controlled by a ruling class of elitists like Hillary Clinton, who has taken over $20 million in donations from the Saudi Arabian regime, which calls for the execution of gays and routinely disparages women's rights. Think about that. Hillary claims to be pro-women, and yet she is financially supported by anti-women, anti-gay regimes that are totalitarian, dictatorial regimes. That is the true measure of how evil that witch is. But America will reject her, I believe, just as the citizens of the UK have rejected rule from Brussels. They've rejected the EU. It's all happening now, and the financial implications are going to be huge. There is a global debt collapse coming. Now we can start to see the cracks in the dam. It's coming. We don't know when. We can't predict the exact date, but we know that once it begins, once it passes a certain trigger point or critical mass, it will be unstoppable, and it will wipe out literally tens of trillions of dollars in derivatives debt. Banks will crumble and fall. Nations will declare bankruptcy, effectively. That's coming. So these are interesting times in which we all live. I hope that you are ready and prepared for it, and I hope that you support it. We the people of the world are going to have to go through some difficult times to cleanse ourselves of these parasites on our society. Parasites of big government, bankers, and the parasites of fake state-run media. We're going to have to go through some hard times, and governments will try to punish us. They will literally unleash punishment and threats and coercion against us, the people, just to protect their own power. And this is true on both the establishment right and the establishment left. They will do anything and everything. The government will become the terrorists. They will do anything to try to stay in power. Look at what just happened in the UK. They murdered Jo Cox, a member of parliament. They murdered her. Well, they had her murdered in order to try to stop the Brexit vote. It almost worked, but ultimately it failed. They will do anything. They, the globalists, people like Hillary Clinton, they will do anything. They will murder anyone necessary. Vince Foster. They will lie. They will cheat. They will steal. They will sell out. They will do anything to stay in power. And we, the people, must stand up against them. And we must be determined to see this through. We are all going to go through some very difficult times in the next few years. But it is the only way to achieve freedom from tyranny rule. And so you can't go halfway and stop and change your mind, because at that point, the government will arrest you or execute you, as has happened in many regimes throughout human history. You have to go all the way through. You have to cleanse your society of these parasites. The bankers should be marched through the streets in handcuffs, prosecuted for their crimes. The traitors to America that currently occupy the highest positions of our government should be charged with treason and prosecuted and given a fair trial, but an open and public trial to reveal their crimes and let them face the rule of law to answer for the actions they have taken against these United States of America. Anything less is unacceptable in a free society. So be prepared. There are some very difficult times coming. There are some revolutionary chapters yet to unfold in upcoming human history, if you will. There may be bloodshed, although we hope there isn't. But there may be. I mean, Jo Cox is dead because of the globalists. They've already started spilling blood in order to protect their interests. You think they won't unleash a false flag? Of course they are. They're willing to do that. They're willing to nuke an American city if that's what it takes to protect their power base. As long as they can blame their enemies, they're willing to do anything. They will sacrifice millions of lives if necessary to maintain their power and their control over obedient sheeple. So be prepared for anything to happen from governments that have now become the terrorists. The governments are the terrorists. Obama is an ISIS terrorist sympathizer, and he himself is a radicalized Muslim who is anti-America, who hates America, who has betrayed America, and who is a traitor to America. And Hillary Clinton wants to follow in his footsteps. So be prepared. There are some very difficult times coming, but this is a process of detox, if you will, a process of cleansing human civilization of this evil, of these parasites, of the mental derangement and mental illness, of the establishment left, and the warmongering of the establishment right. This is a process of healing, and we must go through it if we hope to have a future as a civilization. I will do my best to keep you informed during this entire process, so continue to check out my news daily at naturalnews.com, and of course, podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. You can check out more of our political news at newstarget.com every single day. And if you really want to track what's going on, check out alternativenews.com, where we bring you headlines updated every hour from across our network of websites. Be prepared, everybody. Be safe. I know you are. I know you're smart. I know you're informed. I know you have a sense of what's coming. I want you to know I'm going to be there with you through this. I'm not leaving the country. I'm not surrendering. I'm not selling out, not giving in. I'm going to see this through until we, the people, have achieved our freedom from tyranny in the United States. So I'll be there with you. Check out all my information on those websites I just mentioned. Thank you for listening and sharing. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.